Did you know at any point your mother's Tlingit name?
Yes, I did. What happened was one day I went down, I was probably about 26, 27. I went down to the Winnie's Cafe down there, that's the Sticky now.
Oh, okay.
And I went down there, and Marge's brother was there, Herb Bradley. And my age doesn't really matter. I could have been a little older. But he was talking to, he had all his nieces, and Marge was there, his sister, and they were all, we were just eating pies and drinking coffee, and he started to tell somebody about who was related to who, and somebody asked him a question. And he's so knowledgeable about, I wish he was living. Mm-hmm. I know John Feller, and who's my nephew, and his mother, Carol Brady. They went up and interviewed him, and they taped him. And I don't know who has the tapes, whether Carol has them or not.
I know Marge has a lot of tapes of Herb's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they say that, you know, if they're on a tape, they should put it on a CD, so mm-hmm. because the tapes could
fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I asked Marge about that, but she's, you know, really hesitant to mm-hmm. let them out of her sight. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I should tell you, Ethel Lund, you know her, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, she had tapes then of her grandfather, Tom Ukes, our last carver. And she gave them to Marge because I don't know whether Marge was going to make a copy or what, but Marge ended up having somebody put them on a CD, and she still has them.
Okay.
And I think Ethel, and of course she's been here when there's been death in mm-hmm. the family, so she hasn't gotten a chance to get them back from Marge, but I think she wants to share them with Sea Alaska.
Oh, okay.
And if, you know, she should do that. She hasn't. My daughter's, Ethel's goddaughter, so she's going to help Ethel take care of some legal stuff. Mm-hmm. So that she hasn't taken care of. I just got that all done. Behind me, so
yeah, a lot of work.
yeah.
So you were at the Stickeen.
Oh, and then I happened to ask Herb if he knew my mother's Indian name. So he said, yeah, he did. So he told me her Indian name, and so I claimed it, as I'm her only living daughter now. But at that time, my sister was never interested in the culture. I think it was just, she was just at that age where, you know, nobody spoke Tlingit around her. I was young enough that they didn't care if I was there mm-hmm. to speak the language around me when I was over at Jones's Yeah, he told me her Indian name, and then I gave it to my granddaughter that was, she'd come to Wrangell every time, in the summer times, because my daughter and her dad were divorced, so she'd come to Wrangell to be with him when my daughter moved to Juneau, but she stayed with me most of the time, so I took her to JOM. And she did classes, and she learned how to Indian dance. Mm-hmm. And she's the only one that really, at 6 years old, wanted to know the culture. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to know the songs, And she went to classes to learn how to Indian dance and to sing. And 4th of July came. It was a big thing for her to dance in the parade with the JOM kids. And then her dad and, well, her dad was here, but her mother flew in from Juneau to watch her dance in the parade. And then, but my mother's Indian name is Katliet. And I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but
Katliet.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what it means?
Well, somebody said something about teaching somebody, or you know, but I don't really know. I think if I talk to, if I see Clarence Jackson again, I'm going to ask him. Because he, when I told him, he says, "Oh, that sounds like the names that would be in Juneau in their tribe." So,
I can, because I was working with Sea Alaska, I can, I have people there that are linguists that can kind of, I can ask them if you'd like.
Okay, I would like.
Yeah, Dick and Nora Dauenhauer.
Oh, I love you know them.
Yeah. They really always help me with translations.
Cool. When I saw Nora one time, I looked at her and she looked real familiar to me, you know. I didn't know her that well, just go in and out of Juneau, and I'd seen her before, but she wasn't with her husband, so then I didn't know.
Oh, we saw her at the memorial we went
to.
Yeah, right.
that was nice. And anyway, we were all meeting for some reason there after, I think it was during celebration or something. I think there were a lot of different Native people meeting about an issue. And I looked at her and I said, "Do I know you? You look familiar." She told me she was Nora Dauenhauer. I thought, oh, shame on me. I should have known who she was. But anyway, yeah, that's how I found out my mother's Indian name, and I thought I better not forget it.
Yeah. Did you know your grandparents on your mom's side?
No, I just knew about my grandfather.
Okay.
I think my mother was being... They lived in that house. Actually, when my dad came into the picture and married my mother, it was just a shed. And then he tore it down and built a house there. And my grandfather lived with, or they lived with him. It was his property and his house.
What was his name?
They told me that he was, I think Herb told me that he was a general. And he was, his name is Tom. Tom Coudé.
Tom Coudé.
Mm-hmm. In fact, there's Tom's place down there,
right.
And they said that was named after him.
Do you know what clan he was?
No, I don't. Herb would have known. Because he told me about him going down in canoes with some warriors, and they went down and fought with the Simpsons in Canada.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you, what was your grandmother's name? Do you know?
I don't know what my mother's...
So your mom's maiden name was Coudé?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Susie Coudé.
Susie Coudé.
Mm-hmm.
And your maiden name?
Is Feller.
Feller.
My dad's name
okay.
is Feller. Otto Feller was my dad's name.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.